from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your Cruise News for Monday, December 6th, 2021. Another Royal Caribbean ship has returned to sailing. Grandeur of the Seas hit the water on Sunday after a 21-month hiatus. Sailing from Bridgeport, Barbados, the ship is sailing a series of 7 to 14-night Caribbean voyages. The ship was originally scheduled to be transferred to Palmentier in early 2021, but that company filed for bankruptcy in 2020 because of the cruise industry shutdown. The ship is now staying with Royal Caribbean for the foreseeable future. This is the operator's first Vision-class ship to return to cruising. And a Norwegian cruise line ship returned to New Orleans with 10 positive COVID cases on board. Norwegian Breakaway was on a 7-night cruise from the Big Easy with 3,200 people when the company reported 10 cases to the local health department. A statement from NCL said, "We have identified a handful of COVID-19 cases among guests and crew on board Norwegian Breakaway, which is scheduled to disembark New Orleans on December 5th. All of the identified cases on board are asymptomatic. Every guest was tested before disembarking the ship at 7 a.m. yesterday morning." And Royal Caribbean has changed the way they are doing testing for unvaccinated passengers ages 2 to 11. Effective December 17th, kids will have to have a negative PCR test aboard. Antigen tests are no longer being accepted. Vaccinated guests 12 and up are still able to provide either a negative antigen test or PCR test to satisfy the boarding requirements. Additional information can be found at royalcaribbean.com. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 3.9, 17.19. Royal Caribbean down 3, 66.76. And Norwegian down 4.7, 18.27. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.